Welcome to this month's special guest interview.
This month, I'm very pleased to have Mr. Lou Lim as my special expert guest. Lou Lim is a co-inventor of intranasal light therapy and is the founder of Medic Lights Research Incorporated. Lou has many years of technology innovation experience around the world. His blog and website are used by many people to understand the technology of intranasal light therapy. Lou is currently working on various scientific organizations to investigate the impact of intranasal light therapy technology on various diseases. Mr. Lim completed his education in telecommunications engineering at the University of California, Berkeley, with distinction. In the United Kingdom, he earned his MBA at the University of Sheffield and was also educated as a chartered management accountancy. Lou has filed several patents with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. Good morning, Lou. Welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update.
Morning, Corey.
Now, we met you, as in Tracy and I, at the Vancouver Wellness Show earlier this year in February. We're very pleased to meet you. Can you tell us why you were at the show?
Well, we showed our technology to Toronto in November last year for the first time at the Whole Life Expo, and we had a fantastic response. Now, people on the West Coast have a reputation of being open to new ideas on natural therapy, so we thought it would be a perfect time to be there.
And how was the response of the people at the show?
Oh, it's been great. We actually have pretty high level interest in what we do, which is really interesting.
Well, we saw a couple of people sitting there with this thing attached to their noses and was all lit up. It was eye-catching to say the least, but maybe you can tell us, what is intranasal light therapy and how does it work?
The best place to learn about this is actually from our website, which is www.mediclights.com. But here is how it works in a nutshell. It is a way to irradiate the bloodstream with lights of certain specifications for therapeutic effect. So in our case, we know that this therapy delivered this way will help stimulate the restoration of your body's natural healthy state. In other words, homeostasis.
Now, tell us about the device itself. What does the device look like, and how does it work for those people who haven't seen it or who haven't heard of it?
There is a picture on the homepage on the website, but let me explain. It is a small portable unit with a little clip that you can attach to your nose. You can clip the control unit to your shirt so your hands are free. It's portable. It runs on an AA battery. Now, what this light does is by illuminating the nasal cavity with that dosage and the wavelength, you stimulate the healing that I was talking about briefly.
Right. It's a fascinating concept, and it brings us to the concept of qi. And I believe the product is called Qi Light, which, of course, our institute, CHI, is another acronym for qi. And we love qi, and we love what it represents. But can you tell us a little bit about qi and what that actually means and its connection to traditional Chinese medicine?
Yeah, I think you understand qi pretty well, but here's what I know. The reason we use qi is because it resonates with a lot of people who understand, say, traditional Chinese medicine. Now, qi is believed to be the vital energy for life. It is the foundation for holistic health in traditional Chinese medicine. However, in my view, it is not entirely a scientifically veritable substance. So it is appropriate that qi, which is a Chinese word, can literally be translated as air or breath in the English language. So this you can associate with oxygen that we breathe, essentially to sustain life and health. Explaining in traditional Chinese medicine, we can say that intranasal light therapy supports qi health because we can verify the improvement in oxygen circulation with this technology.
Yeah, and there is some scientific evidence. I know that you sent me some papers. And as a scientist yourself, as a person that is probably motivated from evidence, what are your thoughts about the current status of evidence? Is there any evidence to support the qi light technology?
Yes, actually, there is a vast existence of, you know, there's a body of scientific evidence, and it is really one of the main factors that distinguish this technology, intranasal light therapy, from most other natural therapies. Now, a lot of these studies have been supported by government-funded international studies with no commercial motivation in mind, so we know that at least much of them have to be genuine and objective.
What about that Italian study? I was reading it the other day, and it was impressive, but maybe you could tell us and the listeners, that was very interesting, about the bodybuilders who were being tested for strength and endurance. What effect did the Qi light therapy have on their performance?
Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it? It is interesting to sportsmen because this scientific group found that when the bloodstream is irradiated with light with the same wavelength and effective energy as ours, for only 3 times a week, over 3 weeks, sports performance improved significantly. As you saw from the data, it actually went up by more than 12%. So it has to be attributable to this technology because when the subject sees the therapy, the performance tapers back to the pre-therapy stage after 16 weeks. We're not just talking about strength, also endurance. So that's interesting.
Yeah, so athletes are usually classified as either strength or endurance. So this type of therapy is great for pretty much anybody. What about people that don't compete in sport, just regular people? How can this technology help them?
I mentioned about the body being stimulated to restore homeostasis or its original natural state. So when that happens, your body actually gets stimulated to fight the number of diseases. You know, if you trust the body, it is probably the most sophisticated medicine out there. And in fact, you stay healthy because the body fights a lot of this stuff on its own. So by doing that, we actually have quite a lot of evidence accumulated that can support healing from things like high blood pressure, diabetes, a number of common chronic problems. So it's not, you know, a few diseases, so that your body is able to fight a lot of different diseases if you give it a chance.
This is not the same light as, say, a light bulb. Is it a specific spectrum of light that is irradiating the blood?
The light bulb is ordinary white light. It contains a whole spectrum of whole different visible light wavelengths. This is specifically red. It's in a visible red zone. And red has the ability to penetrate a certain depth to the dermal layer, so it's really great for the application in a nasal cavity because you have a very thin membrane, and because there's a very thin membrane separating the blood capillaries from the outside, you only need a very low power to make it effective. So in answer to your question, there's a good reason for using red. It's also scientifically proven in many, many clinical studies. So that's why we do it this way.
And what effect is that red light wave, that pattern of light, having on the blood itself? Is it affecting the red blood cells? Is it the entire network? What have you read on that? What is your knowledge of the effects of the light on the blood cells?
You probably noticed from some of our pictures that, maybe also the video, that this has the effect of kind of separating red blood cells which have been kind of aggregated or stuck together. And after one session, if we take your blood sample before and after one therapy session, we can demonstrate that your red blood cells actually get separated. And what it means is the viscosity has come down, your blood gets transported more easily, and therefore your circulation improves. Now, when this happens, mainly on scientific facts and photobiology, when blood gets separated like this, it means that a protein called fibrinogen has been neutralized. And fibrinogen is the protein that causes the clotting of blood. And it's present in your bloodstream whenever there's some measure of inflammation. So I'm trying to make it as simple as possible, but when you see the blood, red blood cells getting separated and looking really, really free-flowing again, it means that the causes of inflammation has been taken care of. So that's how it works. You know, we take care of the causes of inflammation. The evidence is seen in the way the blood is shown, but it also means that your body is also taking care of the causes of inflammation, which could be a disease, could be your body is not functioning properly, it could be stress, it could be a number of different things.
Including even athletes who have inflammation from hard exercise or from sports injuries, I would imagine.
Right. Yeah. I think you know that, you know, after hard exercise, the body has to deal with a lot of free radicals. And that's the nature of how the body functions. And free radicals do contribute to the blood, looking at it this way, but maybe a temporary situation. But by getting your body stimulated to get into homeostasis, it's also actually stimulated to produce more antioxidants. Antioxidants will neutralize all these free radicals and the oxidants that's present in your body, especially after exercise and also accumulated in your muscular tissues. So this really, the reason why the athletes are able to recover more quickly is because the body has been stimulated to produce, one reason is more antioxidants and therefore neutralizing these effects.
What about emotions, Lou? Do you think that this could be helpful with anxiety or some of the clients out there with the trainers? They have eating disorders and they like nighttime eating and overeating and they're stressed out and just emotion out of control. Do you think this could be helpful to relax and eliminate some of those feelings?
Yeah, let me tell you another secret about having your nasal cavity illuminated. The nasal cavity is actually not far away from the midbrain, the part of the brain that controls memory and feelings and also homeostasis. So there's only a separation of a few into maybe 2 or 3 inches of soft tissue. So apart from stimulating your body, now when I talk about your body being stimulated in homeostasis, this light actually stimulates something called a redox signaling molecule or singlet oxygen molecule that gets distributed throughout your body by the blood capillaries, then your circulatory system. Now, the other thing, the secret I was mentioning about is the light also gets received by your brain and, you know, right in the midbrain area. Now, when that happens, it actually helps to a number of brain or mental disorders. We have seen evidence coming out of various scientific groups demonstrating that, you know, it helps with sleep disorders, it helps with anxiety, it even helps with some diseases like Parkinson's disease and dementia and stuff like that. I believe very much that it's because, you know, the light actually stimulates that part of the brain directly. And we have quite a number of interesting evidence from users too. People with sleep disorders, that's a pretty common indication that the condition that we managed to show that it can overcome. We have people with post-stroke problems. You know, there are various symptoms that come along with post-stroke, especially the lack of muscular control and the inability of the nerves to transmit signals to various parts of the body. You know, that seems to help also with people like that, which demonstrates that it helps with brain function. Now, of course, there is evidence on, you know, like I mentioned, dementia and this kind of disorders.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Now, I'm just looking at the website, and I can see a photograph, and I think it's important that everybody get to the website so they can visually see how this thing works. But the clip that goes inside the nose, just to make it clear, it doesn't actually puncture the skin. There's no needle or injection. It's just the light is flowing from the battery. It conducts through the wire and then it just emits, and then because the surface of tissue inside the intranasal passage is relatively easy to penetrate, that's where the conduction of the light occurs. Is that right?
Yeah, in fact, you know, the light that we use is not a lot different from ordinary red light. We have another device that uses low-level laser therapy just because some people like that. But it is really, really low power. It is, for the red light, is like 8 milliwatts. 8 milliwatt is something like 1 over 250 the power of a Christmas light bulb, which is 1 watt. So it is really, really low. You don't feel anything. There's no feeling of heat or anything like that. But it is good enough to stimulate the release of what you call redox signaling molecules and also to get the signal received by your brain.
You know what I like, Lou, about this? It's very convenient and practical. Tracy and I have been using it, the device that you gave to us, and we use it on a daily basis. We usually use it when we're watching television or just laying down reading a book or something. So it's very practical to use, isn't it?
I use it every day. I use it when I go to bed and I put it on, I just leave it on, that's it. Because the unit shuts itself automatically after 25 minutes to give the optimum dosage. And you know, Corey, you and Tracy look super fit, so I don't know if it gives you extra performance, but I think at the very least it's really easy to use.
Yes, of course, we're not engaged in a study right now, but the effects of its use are tied in with our perception of it, which is very positive. I love light. I think that light can be used, as you're using it with this device, in a very effective healing manner. I like the concept of qi, and it's stimulating our qi forces within. That's wonderful. So I give it a thumbs up, no doubt, and I'll certainly do my best to promote it. Now, where can people who are listening to this interview find the qi light device, and how can they buy it?
Actually, we have a few websites. You know, I can rattle them up to you now, like mediclights.com, qilight.com, or vlight.com. But really, the easiest way is just Google the subject of this discussion, the term, the technology that we use called intranasal light therapy, and you'll find us all over the first few pages of Google, and the different websites actually appear. All the websites, there will be a link called product info and shop that will take you to the page that you can do an online purchase. Now, at the moment, we're in the process of setting up various retail outlets that people can go to have a look and see what it's like. We have already set up in Toronto and some parts of Ontario. We're in the process of doing it over at your site at British Columbia. So just watch out for it.
Okay, great. I know that you can buy now, it says, on the website I'm looking at. So there is e-commerce available, and I guess you can just ship it out to anyone that orders it. So the websites are qilight.com, that's qi-light.com. And then your blog is blog.mediclights, mediclights.com. Those two websites are very good. Lots of good information there. Well, our time is gone, Lou. Thanks very much. That was an excellent interview. Thanks for explaining how the device works. I'd like to see more people using it. I think that there's a definite application in sports performance, in sports injury treatment, in the emotional arena as well. And I will help you promote this whenever I can. Do you have any final parting comments that you might want to leave us with regarding this technology?
Thank you, Corey. You know, many North American folks have not heard of intranasal light therapy or the other related blood irradiation therapies. However, it is not a new therapy method in other parts of the world, and it is supported by thousands of studies. The older intravenous method, actually we didn't have a chance to touch on, but the older method actually injects a similar kind of light into your vein to get to your circulatory system. Now, this is still widely used, offered in Germany, Austria, other European countries, and Asia. It is such a simple, safe, and convenient method which can help so many conditions. We think this is a good basis for defining it as a healing breakthrough. And the people may be hesitant to try this new natural technology, but we are confident enough to provide a money-back guarantee. You see, what we find is, even though it may take longer to work on a certain condition for some people, generally, many people happily report that it surprisingly removes other medical problems. I have many stories I can tell, but hope to have the time to put as many as possible on our blog and the websites.
Very good. Thank you very much. Lou Lim is a co-inventor of intranasal light therapy and is the founder of Medic Lights Research Incorporated. Lou, we thank you very much for your excellent contribution to the world of health and wellness and fitness.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
We hope you've enjoyed the topics discussed and our special guest interview on this edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU is produced monthly and is distributed internationally by the Corey Hawley Institute. To learn how you can subscribe to this unique and motivational audio program, please visit CoreyHawley.com or call us toll-free in the U.S. and Canada at 1-866-433-1595. That's 1-866-433-1595. This is Scott Barrett, wishing you the very best of health and fitness for life.
Representing lifestyle, new way of life. Listen. It's SNU, sing along, it's true. Yo, coming through straight. Malik with sports nutrition update. Prolong your life, live long, stay strong, for it won't be long till your time is gone. So I sing this song to pass on wisdom. Hit us up at CoreyHolly.com. Love your life, live right, things will be alright. Knowledge is key, just follow our lead. You'll see a change in heart and health, which leads to wealth and higher self-esteem. Follow your dreams and see. Follow your dreams and see.